Your company?
InSilo.
ENSILO.com.
Exactly, yeah.
What does InSilo do?
So InSilo is what we call an automated EDR. And by automated, we mean that it allows real-time prevention, which makes it possible to stop the threats in real-time and not just detect things as they happen.
Right. Okay, so stopping is the verb. I like that.
Yeah.
We hear a lot about detection and real-time detection. That's great, but what are we going to do about it once we detect it? We're going to get on the phone and call the IT guy who's on vacation and what.
Yeah.
So tell me how you stop them.
So basically what we do is we monitor things in the operating system level. And what we do is we trace the code that led to a given action. And then we detect everything that led to the action and block it at that point. Now, it happens totally in real time. I mean, real time, I mean up to the second.
Yeah, that's okay. Fascinating. Now, tell us how you apply it. Do you use any hardware to do this? Is it just software, or how do you do it?
It's software. It's installed on each endpoint on the organization. It works in a kernel level, basically. The way we do it in real time is by making the kernel traces really fast. I mean, how it works is that each action is being traced as it happens.
Now, he said kernel, and I know that doesn't mean popcorn. So you better take that question. You're next.
Correct.
Go ahead.
So if you can describe to our audience a typical incident. So, for example, a bot is downloaded and runs through the servers. Where would it be detected? And when you talk about the operating level, what about the app level? How does that work?
Okay, so we can take NotPetya, for example, things that just happened last month.
Yes.
So let's talk about Eternal Blue, which is one of the infection vectors. Basically, it injects code into a critical service in the operating systems, like LSASS, okay? And injects some kind of memory into that. Now, that memory is then trying to take actions. It's going to try to override the MBR, for example, to communicate to other devices across the organizations and infect them. And what the tracing allows us to do is to see that this is a specific code chunk somewhere in LSASS, which is a critical process, try to do a critical action, and this is what we block, actually. We don't need to know exactly what it is. We just need to see the way that it got there and what it's doing.
So now, go ahead. Sorry. It's like a virus that goes through the body. You want to know that it emanated from a particular point. You want to stop it at the finger and not when it reaches the liver.
Exactly. So this is why we trigger once data consequences action is made. For example, overwriting a file or creating communication outside. Okay, those are data-related actions, and this is when actual damage is being made. Okay?
Now, how do you distinguish InSilo from other companies that do similar things? Why are you guys a little different?
So I think the main difference from other EDRs-like product is the real-time prevention. And this is especially important in ransomware case, on disruptive attacks
right.
case, because you don't have time to respond.
Right.
But this is also true to non-ransomware attacks. The same can happen if someone got to the machine and got this point of data which you find critical and you just got it. This is why we think that real-time prevention is key in those kind of things.
Now, my brain is much smaller than hers, so I have to ask these dumb questions. So I'm the end user. I'm Dorothy, the secretary. I'm sitting here going, click, 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 click. What's going on? Is it because InSilo has stopped something? As me, the end user, am I seeing anything on the network that's going to slow down my workflow, make me say, wait a minute, we have to stop? Because if you're interrupting a threat and attack, is it going to slow down the workflow of the business?
Yeah, this is true. So most attacks are going to stop in a very fine granularity. So the specific action that the malware does is going to be stopped. But clearly that is not always possible.
Right.
In this case, the users will be notified that something is going on this machine.
Okay.
And in that case, you should expect things to function.
Yeah. Well, it's fair. I mean, if it's that serious, you got to shut it down.
Yeah.
But, when I put some programs on my computer, it slows it to a crawl because it's interfering. It's a different application, right? But I get frustrated because it's waiting to check my internet, waiting to check the website, waiting to check the email, and it's just, it goes to a crawl, right? So I always wondered how these things work on the large network scale, if it slows down the overall network, not just your product, but I mean other things like this. It seems like there really isn't a disruption or slowdown in network flow, just an incident that stops it.
Again, this is why we try to block things that's specific to related to the incident itself.
Right. Because that way, you're stopping it before that thing slows down the network.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, clearly, this thing is using all the CPU, it might affect the end user at that point. But it's still better than having the user completely unable to work.
So, Udi, what keeps you up at night? What do you worry about?
So, I guess mostly targeted ransomware. Things similar to the things that happened in South Korea when they managed to encrypt a whole bunch of Linux servers and then demand a huge ransom. I mean, this is the change is from ransomware that's just doing random attacks into things that is more like an operation,
right?
Which is much more significant and allows much bigger ransoms.
Udi Yavo, ensilo.com, ENSILO. Find John on the web. Thanks for coming on Security Guy TV at Black Hat 2017. Interesting, very great product, and thanks for joining us. Now, the rest of you guys that are watching live,
thank you.
What we're going to do here is cut in between interviews. Give us about 3 or 4 minutes. We'll be up with the next interview, and we're doing this all day till 5 o'clock, I think.
Yes.
And then you can see the other interviews we've already done, which is 62 of them. They're already in the queue there on livestream.com at Security Guy TV. All right, so stand by for the next show, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks.